بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي جري جابر بن سليم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت رجلا يصدر الناس عن رأيه لا يقول شيئا إلا صدروا عنه. حضرت أبو جري جابر بن سليم رضي الله عنه narrates that I saw a person whom people would consult and they accepted his advice when he gave it. لا يقول شيئا إلا صدروا عنه. Whenever he mentioned any verdict, any opinion, then they would disperse accepting his opinion. So Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu anhu says, I saw a man, people would go to him and put forward the case and listen to what he says, and then they would emerge, they would disperse from there after consulting him and taking his opinion and verdict. قلت من هذا. So I then asked some person, who is that man? The people are going to him and they are listening to him, consulting him, and they are moving and dispersing after taking his consultation and his verdict. قالوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. People told me, this is the messenger of Allah. قلت, so I went forward, I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I said, قلت عليك السلام يا رسول الله مرتين. Twice I addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I made salam in the following way. I said, "Alayka salam, upon you is peace, O Messenger of Allah." قال لا تقول عليك السلام. عليك السلام تحية الموتى. قل السلام عليك. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't say عليك السلام." عليك السلام in this way, this is the greeting of the dead people. قل السلام عليك. The correct way is you should say assalamu alayka. See, salam first, not alayka first. Alayka salam, this was the manner in which the people would eulogize the dead people in the graveyards. They would go to the person's grave and they would express the eulogy in the form of alayka salam, greeting the person in this way, and then they would praise the person and talk all about his feats in the world. So alayka salam is the manner in which a person addresses the dead person. But a living person, you say, As-salamu alayk. So, لا تقول عليك السلام. عليك السلام تحية الموتى. قل السلام عليك. قال قلت أنت رسول الله. So then I asked, are you the messenger of Allah? قال أنا رسول الله الذي إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشفه عنك. Yes, I am the messenger of that Allah, that when any harm befalls you and you supplicate to him, then he will remove that harm from you. وَإِذَا أَصَابَكَ عَامُ سَنَةٍ فَدَعَوْتَهُ أَنْبَتَهَا لَكَ. And when drought afflicts you, and you make dua to him, you supplicate to him, he will remove the drought and he'll make crops grow for you. In other words, he'll send down rain. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ بِأَرْضٍ قَفْرٍ أَوْ فَلَاتٍ فَضَلَّتْ رَاحِلَتُكَ فَدَعَوْتَهُ رَدَّهَا عَلَيْكَ. And if you are in some barren land or desert, and your animal gets lost, your conveyance gets lost. It used to happen those days in the desert, suddenly the camel disappears, it runs away, it escapes. فَدَعُوتَهُ. And you supplicate to that Allah, then he will bring back your camel to you. قَالَ قُلْتُ إِحَدْ إِلَيَّ. Then I said, give me some advice. قَالَ لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا. The very first piece of advice, Rasulullah tells Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala, do not sway any person. قال فما سببت بعده حرا ولا عبدا ولا بعيرا ولا شاتا. He says, from that day onwards, from the very time Rasul advised him, without any delay, he says, from that day onwards, I did not sway any free person or any slave or any camel or any goat even. ولا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا وأن تكلم أخاك وأنت منبسط إليه وجهك إن ذلك من المعروف. The second piece of advice is, he said, do not disdain any good deed. Don't look down upon any good deed. Anything which is known as ma'roof. Ma'roof means that which Shariat has authorized. Shariat said this is a good deed. So do not despise and look down upon any good deed. And that you speak to your brother whilst you are smiling at him. That is from ma'roof also. The third piece of advice, وَرْفَعْ إِزَارَكَ إِلَىٰ نِصْفِ السَّاقِ فَإِنْ أَبَيْتَ فَإِلَىٰ الْكَعْبَيْنِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِسْبَالِ الْإِزَارِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَةِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمَخِيلَةِ. And raise your trousers right till half your shin. And if you don't want to raise it so high, then just above your ankles. In other words, let your garment be above your ankles. That is why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this particular hadith in this chapter, where he is emphasizing that men should keep their garments above their ankles. So he says, فَإِنْ أَبَيْتَ, if you do not want to keep your izar right till half your shin, then or your half your calves, then bring it till your ka'bain, just above your ka'bain, above your ankles. And he says, وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِسْبَالُ الْإِزَارِ, beware of letting your garment go below your ankles, فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَةِ, because doing so is out of pride. Therefore, nobody can say in the other hadith we did, whoever lowers the garment out of pride, that Allah Ta'ala will not look at him on the day of Qiyamah. So a person can't say that I'm not doing it out of pride, because this hadith is telling you very clearly, any person who does that, فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَةِ, he is doing it out of pride. And Allah does not like those who are proud and arrogant. Then the next piece of advice, وَإِنِي مُرْءٌ شَتَمَكَ وَعَيَّرَكَ بِمَا يَعْلَمُ فِيكَ فَلَا تُعَيِّرْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. If any person is abusive towards you or criticizes you with something that he sees in you, then you do not retaliate, you do not criticize him with some weakness that you know of him. Somebody sees something wrong in you and he criticizes you, he defames you, don't do the same to him. فَإِنَّمَا وَبَالُ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ, because the consequence of that all will be upon him. رواه أبو داود الترمذي بإسناد صحيح وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح ألا ترجع التوفيق لك عمل وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.